band Unspoken is a group you hear quite often on Life. Their songs Miracle, Start a Fire, and their latest, Reason, are songs that inspire you and lift up your faith.
This love is the reason to keep on believing.
We don't know a lot about Unspoken, so let's get to know the band with lead singer Chad Mattson. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Chad, tell us about Unspoken. Where did you guys get started? You've got quite the history.
For sure. You know, two of us are from Maine, but the band started in the Dominican Republic when I went on a self-made kind of missions trip to get sober from drug addiction. And so I'd grown up in the church, grew up in Maine, have wonderful family, wonderful parents, but somewhere along the way, I got lost, and God didn't lose sight of me, but I got lost and, you know, was dealing in drug culture and all of that kind of stuff. And so kind of as like a last resort, I called up these missionaries and said, my life's a wreck, but I'd love to come down and hang out with you guys and serve you however I can and just kind of get out of, you know, the place where I'm at. And somehow the guy said yes. I went down to La Vega, Dominican Republic for 2 months. And for the first time in my life, I started to hang out with Jesus. And so I had went to church, and I had went to youth camps and retreats and concerts and all these things my entire life, but I never actually hung out with Jesus. And go figure, I started to read the Bible and pray, lock myself in a room for an hour every day, and God changed my life in just a miraculous, supernatural way. And while I was down there, I met a guy from the Dominican Republic who played guitar. I wasn't really wanting to be a singer when I grew up. I was 23 at this point. I had maybe sang 6 times in my life. Music was probably 10-15% of my interest. I wanted to be a basketball player, but that wasn't in the cards. And so it just, when I got down to the Dominican Republic and God kind of got a hold of my life, I saw this passion and these desires I didn't even know I had, God, well up within me. And so I brought the guy from the Dominican back to Maine with me. And my joke is that I brought him back like a real-life souvenir, so that was pretty cool. And we started traveling coffee houses to open mic nights and anything we could do to use music as a tool to preach the gospel and share the story of how Jesus had changed our lives. And so over the years, we've gotten different members, and people have come and people have go, but three of the original four of us have been together now almost 15 years.
Chad, for the parents and friends of, you know, of people who maybe got lost like yourself in drugs but have had sort of an upbringing in church, and the parents are concerned and praying and friends are praying, what is going on in a life like yours that is just kind of wandering, and how did God kind of deal with you during those times? Was he just distant, or was there a sort of an always something going in the back of your mind?
Well, first of all, I can tell you this, that as I look back at my life, I see that God had kept me from certain things. I really believe it was the prayers that people were praying for me. And of course, the Bible says that the prayer of the righteous person is powerful and effective. And so, you know, there's nobody more powerful and effective when it comes to prayer than mamas. And so, you know, I think God kept me from certain things because of the prayers of my parents. I see that now. But I also think that, you know, it's so important to know God's word. That way when turmoil strikes or disaster happens or anxiety comes, we have actual truth to stand on. And a lot of times our situations, we think they're real, but we think they're these absolute truths, but they're not. They're just you know, passing by. And I love what Jesus said. He said that heaven and earth will pass away as we know it, but my words will remain forever. And so, you know, we've got things in the Bible that we can stand on. I think as parents, we look at this Philippians 1:6 verse, which says basically that God who starts a work is going to finish the work. And if we look at the Bible and we look at the stories and we look at the things that God has started and put his hands to, none of them remain unfinished. And so, you know, we just have all these truths and promises to stand on. And I think, you know, for me, I see it. You know, God started a work in me when I was younger, and, you know, he's finishing it as we speak, even in these moments right now.
Chad Mattson is the lead singer of Unspoken. Thanks for being with us, Chad.
Hey, thank you. And, you know, we would love to come to Toronto.
Well, we would love to have you. Thanks, Chad.